Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, Ghana could lose donor support as World Bank projects the country's economy reaching upper middle income status soon. We hear from former Finance Minister Seth Tekpe. Also coming up, Bank of Ghana's upward review of cash reserve ratio constraining banks' ability to fully participate in recent Treasury bill auction. We have details. Plus, Delta Airlines to fly new Airbus in non-stop service from Accra to New York, effective October 27th this year. Stay with us for more. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thank you for joining us. Hello to our friends listening from Kofo Radio on KTU Radio. Former Finance Minister Seth Tekwa is warning that the country could be hit with further cuts in donor support and grants. This follows projections from the World Bank that Ghana could be classified as upper middle income country soon. This will automatically result in Ghana paying high interest on concessional loans from multilateral institutions. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Tekwa noted Ghana would have to further enforce expenditure cuts whilst increasing domestic revenue.
Whether you like it or not, and the reason I take this seriously is that I happen to be the minister who got that letter from the World Bank, and I always say, saying that you have become a middle-income country, and it has implications. You can no longer borrow for 40 years with 10-year moratorium, which means that moratorium 10 years before you start paying, you know, and then you repay over 30 years as we did to build some of the first republic infrastructure. And continuing, when you become middle income country, it shortens to 25 years and then 5 years. That's 5 years plus 20, 25, right? It is still concessional, but you must know. So that if we had had things right, three offices, if we had added more, in all probability, Ghana will be shifting gradually towards high income country.
You heard a former finance minister Seth Tekwa. Meanwhile, economist Professor Eric Osei-Sibe is warning that threats and vulnerabilities still remain strong despite projections of recovery. IMF and the World Bank, in their latest economic outlook, have projected a favorable forecast for the economy next year. The IMF, for instance, has said that the worst for Ghana's economy is over. But Professor Sibe says that these underlying threats could still derail the recovery.
Our private consumption has increased significantly, but we have not seen the same in terms of capital formation, right? And that is the vulnerability that the economy is still standing on. There's still some level of uncertainty, although these projections have been very favorable. But if you also look at the point of view of interest rate, as you've said, interest rates has been quite rigid coming down, and therefore credit has been squeezed against the private sector investment.
What should government be doing, or what must government do to ensure that we stay on?
I think essentially it's about macroeconomic stability, right? It's about prudency, especially as we are in an election year.
That was economist Professor Eric Osei-Sibe. Now, last week, the government raised 3.34 billion cedis from its treasury bill auction, slightly below the 3.37 billion cedi target. However, Fidelity Bank's Deputy Managing Director, Taya Wajan, explains that the reduced interest in the recent T-bill auction is linked to the central bank's policy shift, which raised a cash reserve ratio from 15% to 25%. The change has led to banks reconsidering their strategies. Take a listen.
Many of the banks are in the high end of reserving 25%. Now, that's a huge amount of money. And so if you don't have that money, and I don't expect banks to have the money sitting down, that money would either be in investment like treasury bills or in loans. And so to meet that requirement, your preoccupation is to ensure that the money you have, any money that comes in, is reserved to meet that requirement. And so you have a choice between breaching the requirement and investing in T-bills. And I think as a bank regulated entity, your first option will be to meet the requirements before you think of investment.
Ataya Bojan is Deputy Managing Director of Fidelity Bank. Turning to aviation news, Delta Airlines says it will fly a state-of-the-art Airbus in a non-stop service from Accra to New York effective October 27 this year. The new aircraft will add approximately 30% more flights between Ghana and the U.S. Speaking to journalists in Accra, Senior Vice President for Europe, Middle East, Africa and India, Matteo Curcio, said the new aircraft will provide the most convenient and comfort for passengers.
Our latest technology and best product that we're bringing here in Ghana. So I think our customer will really love it. We're going to offer on this plane the four cabins that are really at the base of our premium experience. So we have our Delta One suite, which are our totally dedicated with door and direct aisle access for all the customer. We have our premium economy product, we have our Comfort Plus, and then of course we have our basic economy. So the passenger will love flying this new plane. We already offer free Wi-Fi domestically, but we're also announced already free Wi-Fi internationally, and that will come soon, I think at the beginning of 2025, and is another addition in terms of experience for the customer.
Senior Vice President for Europe, Middle East, Africa and India, Delta Airlines, Matteo Curcio, saying the new Airbus that is plying the Ghana route will provide convenience and comfort for passengers. Now, auditing and advisory firm KPMG is making a case for corporate bodies to intensify action on the Sustainable Development Goals as Ghana lags behind in meeting the deadline. According to the firm, many countries are far ahead of Ghana in implementing measures to promote the agenda before the 2030 deadline. Speaking to journalists after addressing the sustainability conference on the sidelines of the ongoing PROPAC conference in Accra, partner KPMG Kwame Bani called for more aggressive approach towards achieving the goal.
Ghana is facing a financing challenge due to what many have described as low interest in the implementation of sustainable development programs. As the deadline of 2030 for members of the United Nations draws closer, more work is expected to be done to ensure that the target is not missed. As part of this year's PROPAC Ghana conference, KPMG assembled industry players at the Sustainability Forum to promote activities of the agenda. Partner in charge of sustainability at KPMG, Kwame Sapombanye, expressed worry that despite government's efforts, the country still have a long way to go in meeting the deadline.
It's deeply worrying in a sense that the UN Sustainable Development Goals is something that we as a country must attain. And we are only about 5.5 years and a few months away. And it calls for an important action. And that's why we at KPMG are putting things like this together to ensure that the awareness is there. And then
Head of Corporate and Investor Relations at Cow Bank, Jifa Amegashi, hinted that the bank is developing a strategic environmental sustainability and governance structure capable of serving as a model for the financial sector.
For Cow Bank, we have a very clearly defined ESG strategy, and our ESG strategy is around the Sustainable Development Goals.
The theme for the Sustainability Forum is defining the future, thriving with sustainable finance in Ghana.
Now, managing country partner Deloitte Ghana, Daniel Kujosu, has said despite challenges associated with artificial intelligence, there's a need to deploy it for the country's socioeconomic development. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the 2024 Ghana CEO Network.
The next biggest thing that is changing everything we do is AI. So when you look at it, artificial intelligence, it looks a big word, but if already you see that it's already around and it's already running and people are taking advantage of it. So what is artificial intelligence? It's using the knowledge to learn the things around you and to predict things.
Daniel Kujosu, managing country partner Deloitte Ghana. Now, to Investor Eye, we bring you the second part of how to detect fraudulent investment links shared on social media platforms. Joseph Kokwe is the lead in charge of cybersecurity at the eCrime Bureau, and he gives some tips on how to avoid clicking fraudulent investment scheme links shared on WhatsApp platforms.
Certain metrics you are looking at. You are looking at historically, what kind of message has this person been sending? So if you contextualize it in that way, then I know the kind of messages you send on a group. This is very inconsistent with things you normally send, right? So on that metric, then I can determine the sender aspect as suspicious. From the sender aspect, you can also look at who is sending it in terms of, again, it comes with history. In the sense that, has this person ever sent a message to me before? So if you are dealing with someone who is a one-time sender, normally it also is suspicious because people of that range are normally attackers who are just targeting as many people as possible and they want to see who will fall victim to it. But thirdly, in this case of the sender, the beautiful thing about it is you can easily call to verify. So I got a link from you. Are you the one who sent it? I'm saying this because there are cases like where you mentioned where someone's account can be hacked and then the hacked account is being used to send things.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.